Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
That music can only mean one thing. That means it's time for another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the downtown San Francisco studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. What's going on in your video game world? We talk sports here usually 24/7, except for this 1 hour all week, and I've been doing this show over 15 years now, talking about video games. I believe life would be half as good without video games. And I'm serious. So let's talk about it. And it's not just sports video games, although I am on Sports Byline. Also happy to be on SB Nation as well. And the Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM. What's up? Wherever you might happen to be listening to, any which way you can get to those. Also, sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live, any emails, cheat code requests. Also, when I give a game away at 40 after, send your answers to Rick at sportsbyline.com, plus streaming through the website at sbnationlive.com. And as I said, on Sirius Satellite Radio, Sirius XM, Dan Patrick Channel. But also proud and privileged of being on the American Forces Radio Network. And that's right, 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. Suffice to say, I know our military loves video games. And we love you. You allow us to do this frivolity and mirth by keeping us safe. We know November, we really try to recognize the troops with Armistice Day, Veterans Day, NFL's wearing camo, that whole thing. And we do it for you. Other ways of listening to this show, you can go to the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, all these apropos applications, plus Twitch. Yeah, you can watch people play video games. You can watch me talking to a mic right now, live, on Twitch.tv and the Twitch app. Search for Sports Byline USA. I'll give a brand new game away, as I said, at 40 after. Your number to call, 1-800-878-PLAY, to just talk about what you've been playing this weekend. 1-800-878-7529. I'll give you release dates, cheat codes, all that. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Message and data rates may apply. See purple.com for terms and conditions.
Do you, or does someone you know, sweat the bed? Do you ever wake up feeling like you've been sleeping on a slip and slide? Sweating the bed is a serious but a common problem that affects your sleep, health, and happiness. Plus, it's just plain gross. But it's not you. It's your mattress. Fortunately, there is a cure. It's called Purple. Purple is the only mattress with a scientifically engineered smart comfort grid. This patented technology is designed to let air flow freely so you sleep cool. Side effects of sleeping on Purple include sleeping better, feeling better, and, well, honestly, smelling better. Try the Purple mattress risk-free for 100 nights and never sweat the bed again. Take advantage of our best Black Friday sale ever and save up to $400 when you buy a mattress and premium sleep bundle by texting SMART to 84888. Sleep great through the holidays and get up to $400 off by texting SMART to 84888. That's S-M-A-R-T to 84888.
The chilly weather is here and the holidays are just around the corner, and as the days get shorter, it may feel like you have no time to finish those lingering home projects on your to-do list. Luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can sit back and enjoy the holiday cheer. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area who can help with any home project, from painting and plumbing to furnace repair and even hanging up those holiday lights. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top it all off, you can book appointments online. No more phone tag. Home Advisor makes it beyond easy. So get your projects done now before the holiday rush, and to find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Great to have you with us. I sit here in our downtown San Francisco studios in my hometown, just across the Bay Bridge here in Oakland, California, at the Oracle Arena. We had the PUBG Global Championships. And this was a huge deal, $3 million, United States, hard, cold cash in a prize pool, 16 teams from around the world, beginning with 32 teams a few weeks ago down in L.A. This was covered live on Twitch today, and it's something that... If you think about the thrilling weekends and the upsets and the ins and outs of everyone playing Battle Unknown, Player Unknown Battlegrounds, I should say, when you think about the grand finals with four angry men or 4 a.m., I love that, and you think about the outings from Lazarus, 4 a.m., and TSM last weekend. If you're into esports, it was a huge thing, but looking at the results with 4 a.m. coming in, at a 99 Gen G, at 97 FaZe, at 92. 4 a.m., by the way, Four Angry Men, which I think is a cool name and logo. This is a Chinese team. And managed by Wun Jing Dian. And it's been one of the more popular teams, the PUBG teams in China. And it was MA4, and then they reversed to 4 a.m. But they also come from an original roster from the Kakao Asian Invitational 2 years ago, and it was taking some guys who were on the League of Legends team and the Overwatch team. So it's pretty amazing what this team has done, but you know, you think about playing a video game championship. I remember doing a review for, you know, Fistful of Quarters, the whole Donkey Kong championship. I had Walter Day on my show. He was the guy, the video game ref, running things at, was it Twin Galaxies there in Ottumwa, Iowa, the video game capital of the world. And Billy Mitchell with the weird mullet and the American flag ties. And then you had Steve Wiebe coming from Seattle, Washington. And then, you know, just all the intrigue that went along with that. And watching VHS tapes of who could get a kill screen on a centipede or whatever it was, defender. We've come a long way in just really, you know, 10, 15 years to where now this is a global phenomenon. And you think about maybe esports coming in to the Olympic Games as well. The Golden State Warriors, speaking of the Oakland Arena where they used to play, you have a situation where they got in and they backed a team with cash. You think about all the amount of money that's been put in and the advertising dollars and talking to people over there, the clothing that has come in, the jersey sales. It's pretty amazing the way it has gone down. But anyway, the championships right here in town for PUBG, and the Bay Area has been the site of a lot of them. 1-800-878-PLAY. Another news from the NBA as far as video games are concerned, which I thought was pretty cool. This is an article I saw today on NESN.com, the New England Sports Network, that Gordon Hayward making very good progress from his broken hand. He had successful surgery and he's on track to miss about 6 weeks. He began shooting today at Boston's practice, and all signs point to him being ready for their Christmas Day game against the champs, the Toronto Raptors. But I bring it up because Hayward says that he did something that, which he said, served as rehab after his surgery, and it was not physical therapy like you would think. He said it was video games. And he said the games helped keep his fingers moving. He said that was his rehab. And he didn't get into exactly what games he was playing, but you think about, you know, earlier this year with, speaking of Boston, David Price of the Boston Red Sox being a Fortnite addict and staying up all night and playing it on the plane and everywhere he could get to it. The fact of the matter is, is that the video game generation, and the video game generation started pretty much with my generation where we could actually bring video games into the house, and it was rudimentary. When I was a kid, I had Pong when I was very young, and I had the Atari 2600 and moving on up. But that was more of a niche thing. Games now are extremely ubiquitous, and I think about the Wii crossing lines, especially with Wii bowling and tennis and baseball, and you had it on cruise ships, and octogenarians were playing, and you had it in nursing homes. And at that point, video games were not just for video game people. They started getting more and more involved. And so now this whole new generation of people who are in their 30s who are starting to take control of things, and very soon they're going to be in their 40s and 50s, and then they're going to be the CEOs and the senators and governors. This is going to be an entire generation that was raised on video games. If you weren't, you're a freak. No, I don't want to say that. But it's no longer going to be a story for me or anyone else to say, hey, Gordon Hayward said that he was playing video games. And he said, well, he's 29 years old. Shouldn't he, you know, didn't the Bible say to put away a childish thing? No. I can tell you that I'm a lot older than that. And as long as I'm alive, I'm going to be playing video games, hopefully. I mean, that is always been the most fascinating, one of the most entertaining things for me. I remember years ago, this was in the early 90s, and my little brother came over and he saw all my consoles and equipment and just countless games. And he's like, how much did this cost you? And I told him, you know, thousands and thousands of bucks. And I thought he was going to say, oh, isn't that too much? And he goes, you know what? I've spent all my money on hard liquor and beer. He goes, at least you have something to show for it. I'm like, well, yeah. Everything in moderation, right? Now, still to this day, I might find myself, like, I've been playing a lot of Modern Warfare on the PS4 because I'm starting to finally, you know, move up. I'm, what rank am I? 42, I think. And so, and the one thing it is it keeps you going. Every time you move up a level, and sometimes every time you move up your weapon level, you're going to get a new sight, a stock, a handle, a 50-round clip, whatever it may be. And everything is getting unlocked now, and it's still not as good as Battlefield 4, 3, or 1. It's still not as good as Battlefield Bad Company 2. It's still not as fun as some of the other Call of Duty games, but I'm letting it grow on me. I'm, like I said, you got to just dump in. Like, I haven't jumped in. I haven't done that yet with Outer Worlds, which I have. And at some point, hopefully, I'll jump in on that. It's just, you know, I'm expecting, it's like, oh, the people who brought you New Vegas. I'm like, well, New Vegas is more fun than this. You know, they say that every generation you're supposed to be smarter than your parents. That ended two generations ago, but especially this new generation, these kids today. But if you make a sequel to a video game and it's, you know, from years later, from the people who brought you some original, you'd hope it would be better. But I'll do a dive on that at some point. But anyway, someday a story about Gordon Hayward playing video games would just be an assumption. Of course he was playing video games. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on the Video Game Review.
Tired of wearing the same 5 shirts every week? We can help. Stitch Fix is a personal styling service that matches you with your own stylist. Someone who listens to what works for you and delivers clothes right to your door. So you take the hassle out of shopping and find new styles that leave you feeling great. It starts with a simple profile you create in just minutes. Explore different styles and leave notes for your stylist about what you like. For a small $20 styling fee, your clothes are hand-selected for you based on your profile and then delivered to you so you can try them on in the comfort of your own home. Pay only for what you keep and send everything else back. Plus, the styling fee is applied to what you keep and shipping, returns, and exchanges are always free. With Stitch Fix, you'll get access to great looks ranging from refined to rugged, and everything is hand-selected to fit your physique and your budget. Discover the stylist and styles that work for you at StitchFix.com. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. StitchFix.com. Personal styling for everybody.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV Ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV Ears. When you wear TV Ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project.
Home Advisor.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you.
right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the video game review. Rick Tittle with you. What is going on? We want to talk video games. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game as I do at every 40 after. All you got to do is just send me a little answer to my question over there on the old, what would you call it? The email address. I think that's the way the kids call it these days. So there was a lot of excitement this week. It was on Thursday. And that is that Valve finally announced their new Half-Life game. How long have we been waiting? I don't know. I think since Taft was president. I know I have. That's how long it is. And it's a VR game. It's called Alyx. A-L-Y-X. Now, if you played the game, you'll know who Alyx is. You hadn't. It's the character of Alyx Vance. And it's funny because a lot of times in video games, little things that are programmed in, and I don't mean Easter eggs per se, but little things that only, you know, a designer who really loves their game will put in just to make it kind of a payoff for those people who are into it. And a good example of that would be like if you play MLB The Show, which PlayStation San Diego Studio makes every year. It's an amazing game, and you have to play a 162-game season, and there might be a game where somebody does something once. Something interesting as they call time and move out of the on-deck circle, something, you know, eating popcorn from a fan. But it doesn't happen three times every game, right? Which most video games would have. And it's just a little thing, like it's a payoff because game 117 in a long, you know, the dog days, that would be what? In the dog days of August in a baseball season, to see a guy, you know, be warming up in the on-deck circle and the bat flies out of his hand. One time. And I can't tell you how titillated I get when I see something like that. And I bring this up with Alyx because I remember playing Half-Life 2, Episode 1, Episode 2. And that came on my PS3 on a shiny disc called the Orange Box, which is to this day, it hasn't been surpassed, to this day, the best value ever on a shiny disc. Because not only did you get Half-Life 2, Episode 1, Episode 2, but you also got Team Fortress 2 if you wanted to do online. And you also got this other quote-unquote throw-in game called Portal, which was amazing. When I finished Portal, I've finished a lot of games. That one gave me a feeling of satisfaction that was very rare, because that was really something else to finish that game. It was all in one thing. But anyway, I remember late in Half-Life 2, Episode 2, and Alyx and her father, of course, who's a scientist, but I'm out in the open land, and I was in kind of this dune buggy looking type of military vehicle. And as I was driving, Alyx told me that she was going to get in. And so I get in and I start driving, and I'm thinking, I never heard Alyx get in. I mean, it doesn't have doors on it. But I remember I had R2 for the gas. I had the left analog stick was steering me. But with my right analog stick, I turned right, and that was able to make my head turn. So I was still going straight. It made my head turn, and I turned to the right, and I saw her, and she was looking straight ahead. And when I looked at her, she turned at me, and she winked just to say, I'm here. I got you. That was probably my top moment ever of somebody programmed that in. That if you wanted to check to see if Alyx was there, she would notice you look at her and give you a wink. I mean, that is just such a cool thing. And this is why Valve to me is one of the greatest developers. Now, that doesn't mean they're infallible, but it's sort of like saying, I'm going to go see a movie. Who directed it? Steven Spielberg, George Lucas. You know, you hear these names and you go, oh, I'm in for something here. Martin Scorsese, as long as it's not 3.5 hours. Whew. But you hear that and you think, okay, I don't care what it's about. I don't care if it's Free Willy 9. Like, this is going to be good. So when I hear Valve, this is when I get excited. And I really get excited for Half-Life. I wish it wasn't a VR game, because not as many people are going to be able to play it. I don't know yet if I'm going to be able to play this on my Oculus. I don't know how it's going to work. This game is not going to come out until March of 2020. This game is not coming out for, what is that, 4 months. It is going to be a while. But they call it, Valve called it, because they put this out earlier in the week saying, we're excited to unveil Half-Life Alyx, our flagship VR game, this Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Can't wait to share it with all of you. And, of course, that was just this last Thursday. And I think a lot of us freaked out because Valve has this tendency over the years to start things and then shelve them. And then hear that, oh, these two developers broke away and now they're going to do it. And, oh, wait, no, there's a Valve movie. I remember on YouTube there was, you know, with the combined signs, sounds and everything else. We've made a Half-Life 2 movie. You did? How long is it? Well, right now it's 3 minutes. I'm like, it's a live-action movie. We're so starved for it. So this isn't the game we've all been waiting for, but still it is a game. This is, by the way, a prequel to Half-Life 2. So the ending of Episode 2 is still going to remain unresolved. This isn't Episode 3. This isn't Half-Life 3. Now, is there a chance that this game has some hints as we move forward? We'll just have to see. Because I wouldn't be surprised to see a teaser at the end of this. But even though it's not Half-Life 3, you got to say, look, I'll take it. Right? Now, the VR aspect, I know a lot of people are going to, like I said, are going to be upset that this is only a, HL Alyx, that this is only going to be a VR game. But the only reason we're getting a new Half-Life game is because Valve wants to start doing VR. And that's basically what the Valve developers said in a video, which was basically the idea of working on Half-Life 3 was overwhelming for so many people at Valve. So the excuse was, let's use VR and then we can just do a prequel and we don't have to worry about it. I mean, it's like this. A lot of times with video game developers, when you make something that's so beloved, that bar that you set for yourself is so high that people will be frightfully disappointed with you. It's like Star Wars canon. If you don't do it right, the people who live and die with Star Wars are going to hold you accountable. And that goes for many, many video games, right? I'm just at the point that it's been so long that I don't know if people would even do that with Half-Life. We'll take anything at this point. What Half-Life's future is, I don't know. Because it seemed like these characters, like Alyx Vance, she was put in a box and shoved under the bed. And we don't know. We didn't know if we were going to get her, Martin Freeman. We didn't know if we'd get any of these guys, Gordon Freeman. We didn't know if we'd get them. But now we're getting a full-length Half-Life game from Valve. And it's just, there were people saying, look, you know, it's been 12 years. 12 years. This is the best thing that ever happened to the VR industry, because it is going to sell a crapload of PC VR headsets. It is going to sell a crapload. It really is. You know why I bought an Xbox 360? Because of Call of Duty 2. I couldn't believe how great that was. Now, it's not that VR is dying, but the hype from VR, I think, has dissipated a little bit. The last two game developers conferences, the VR has been okay, but it was building, 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 then it got there. Like I said, I got an Oculus Go. I don't use it as much as I thought I was going to use it. I just don't. It's not like I have to have it. But this is, I mean, goodness gracious. This is going to move a whole lot of stuff. There are so many stupid VR games out there. And when you watch the trailer is online right now, you can get in and you can have it. I mean, there's just, it's got that feel. It's got the mood of a Half-Life game. And we were all expecting it to be Half-Life 3. But as I said, I mean, when you think about, there's this one part with all these wires. And I remember one of them, Half-Life 2, I think they used Sofia, Bulgaria. They actually used the real capital to model it. It kind of looks like you're in that world again one more time. So I don't think that, you know, like, oh, my gosh, the world will be reinvented. But you think about women protagonists, Samus Aran, Lara Croft, and you're going to add Alex Vance to the list now. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
The Video Game Review.
Rise, Rise,
for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you in San Francisco at Sports Byline, but around the world on American Forces, as always, Dan Patrick Channel, Sirius XM, SB Nation Radio as well. However you're getting us, it's great to have you with us. It's 40 after. It's time to give away a game. This game came out about 6 weeks ago. It is a Xbox One and PC game. I have it here for the PC, and it's called Gears 5. You know you're an established franchise when you just say Gears. It's like we don't say FIFA soccer, we just say FIFA. Right? Gears 5. My question is, send your answer to Rick at Sports Byline, by the way. What would be a good name for a sequel? Let's see, Gears 4 was before that. What would be a good name of a sequel of Gears 5? Send your answer to Rick at SportsByline.com. The second correct answer will get it. And I believe I appreciate everybody who writes in, and I try to write everybody back with you. And I say, you missed it, but thanks for listening. Of course, this game, developed by The Coalition and published by Xbox Game Studios. This game is much bigger, much more dramatic. And if you think about these open world sequences and robot helpers and these huge body armor, but you know, you still have these eye-popping atmospheric conditions. The familiar character voices is there as well. There's some new characters. Now, the one thing about Gears that it's always a little bit funny for me is that there are times, being a third-person over-the-shoulder game, where you aim down and you actually can't see what you're shooting at because you're being blocked by your own back, which causes into concern some metaphysical questions. Wait, I can't see it because I'm blocking my own view. Okay. I did see a review that said that the gameplay is a bit antiquated. I wouldn't say that. It's just, let's say, I would just say traditional. But it is a direct continuation from Gears 4. It does not skip a beat when picking up the storylines that were right at the end of Gears 4. You still got Kate Diaz's dark secret that was exposed, and they have to come to terms with that and if they can trust her and such things. But the Coalition, I think this time around, made it a lot easier for new players to spend time in the versus mode, which has always been very good, but I think maybe has been a little bit too competitive or stressful for new recruits to jump right into, because they have ranked matches now. There's also this new thing called Arcade, which is just a battle to 50 kills, which I think is cool. But then again, you know, I don't like handing out. I mean, it, like any game, the first time you jump in, even if you get a brand new Call of Duty game or Battlefield game, you go to multiplayer, 3 hours into the game, somebody's already ranked 16th. And you're like, how did that happen? It's like, well, they got some early access. When you don't, it's mostly not knowing the maps. Yes, you have to get acclimated to the equipment. You got to see what the weapons are, what's a piece of garbage, what works. Oh, the Claymore is better than the Bouncing Betty's. All these little things. Oh, I didn't know I could go there. It's the maps. Once you learn the maps, you can get by it. But anyway, Gears 5 for the Xbox One, also for the PC. Just let me know, Rick at SportsByline.com, what would be a good name for a sequel of this game. Rated M for Mature from Xbox Game Studios, developed by The Coalition. The Coalition, y'all. We'll get to the releases that are coming out this week in a second. But it is Black Friday coming up, and when before we see each other again, we will have had Thanksgiving as we start Thanksgiving week here coming up. And I just want to throw out to you a few little things here that I saw on IGN about where they say the best Xbox, PS4, and Switch Black Friday deals are. Remember, we hear the stats from Black Friday to Cyber Monday to Small Business Wednesday to Guy Living Under a Bridge Thursday. Whatever, wherever you buy your stuff. But there is a lot of great deals to be had, because a lot of these companies make as much as 50% of their yearly revenue from these 6 weeks, these holidays. So here are a few. Let me throw out a few out to you. These are all at Amazon.com. A PS4 Slim with three games, $199. An Xbox One X with your choice of game, $349. You can also grab a God of War for $9.99 if you'd like. At Walmart, a Nintendo Switch version 2 with Spyro Trilogy, $2.99. You can get a Sega Genesis Mini at Walmart for $49.99. You can also get Call of Duty Modern Warfare for $38. Which is not bad. What are you going to say about $25 there? So I think one of the best ones that I've seen, you can get a PS4 Pro with a bundle of Call of Duty Modern Warfare at Best Buy for $299. That is not bad as well. There's also a bundle from, this is both from Amazon and Walmart as well, and that's a PS4 Slim with three games for $199. You get The Last of Us Remastered, Horizon Zero Dawn, and God of War. And that would be one of the cooler ones. But when you think about getting that PS4 Pro and the Call of Duty for $299, that's $100 off. That's 25% off. That's not bad as well. And then the Xbox One S, 1 terabyte, all digital for $149. That is $100 off because that usually would be $249. So there's a lot of good stuff there. And still, you can get an Xbox One S for $199 with Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order from Walmart. So they're there. They are there. And that Xbox One X bundle for $349, that would normally be $500. It's $150 off. So there are deals to be had there. And some other news this week, now that Death Stranding has shipped, Hideo Kojima has revealed that he's starting to think about his next project. I saw this on Games Radar. He said he's getting ready for it by scaring himself stupid with horror films to awaken his horror soul, he said. Kojima has admitted in the past that he struggles watching horror movies, but it didn't stop from him making P.T., Listen, PT, I played that game, and that was a very scary game. There's no doubt. And even though, I mean, did anybody play the full game? But now he says he is preparing to make the scariest horror game ever made. One such movie he said he's watching is The Eye, a film he says he's so scary he can't even look at the cover art. He said the last time he tried to watch it, he couldn't even finish it. And this is a tweet. He said, quote, as to make the scariest horror game, I'll watch the scary movies in order to awaken my horror skull. The Eye is the Thai horror movie I rent when making PT, but it was too scary to finish watching. The package is so scary, I read the disc only. Will I be able to finish watching? Well, if that is not the greatest commercial for The Eye, I don't know what it would be. That would be pretty great. Also, one other little thing. Facebook. You remember him? Mark Zuckerberg and all that stuff. They're getting their biggest name yet to compete in the video game streaming wars. I saw this from CNN as they announced on Friday that they have signed Jeremy Wang, better known as Disguised Toast, who has more than 1 million followers on Twitch, of which I'm in right now, and now he's going to switch over to Facebook Gaming. And that marks the first major English-speaking creator to move onto the platform and away from Twitch. Twitch is owned by Amazon, and they think about YouTube. Who owns YouTube? If you didn't know it, Google owns YouTube. So back in the summer, the gaming star online Ninja left Twitch for an exclusive deal with Mixer. Mixer is the Microsoft streaming platform. Then another player named Shroud jumped to Mixer from Twitch as well. That was in October. But Disguised Toast, or Jeremy Wang, not a very good disguise, he has been going strong since 2015, and it's mostly from the Hearthstone card game. also Apex Legends, a shooter, and League of Legends as well. It's for an undisclosed sum of money. And he told CNN, I've received an offer from every major streaming platform, but decided to go with Facebook because I believe it has the most explosive potential. It's always a risk to move platforms, but my research has made me confident in my choice. Well, Facebook Gaming, it just launched last year. And Facebook says it has 2.4 billion active users. Well, that's a lot of people. But they said playing games, about 700 million. That, if that's true, that's amazing. So we'll see what happens. But, you know, I said, this is the kind of, I hate using the word seminal because of the true meaning of that, but these are seminal moments here. And as we get ready to move into the next phase of how we're going to watch and play video games, let's take a look at the new releases this week. And this is going to be an extremely dead week because it is Thanksgiving. And there will be absolutely no Tuesday rollouts. How many, Rick? Zero. And this is nothing crazy. It's just traditional because people and executives, they actually, even people who hate their families or don't want to go home, they give them the week off. And it is considered a death knell. It is considered horrible business to release a game on a Tuesday before Thanksgiving because it will get completely lost. The irony is the biggest shopping day of the year is the Friday of the same week. How could that happen? Well, it happens because Thanksgiving's in there. And so the time to release would have been 2 weeks ago, a week ago, not this week. So as we get into next week, we can take a look. There's going to be a whole boatload, an amazing boatload of new releases because people will now start to snap up systems or they'll buy consoles and PCs, handhelds, what have you, and now they got to get some titles for them. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. This is the Video Game Review.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that little Super Turrican back in the Super Nintendo days. Rick Tittle with you on the Video Game Review. Going to close it out in our customary fashion by letting you know some cheat codes for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Carrie. Carrie writes in from Albuquerque. How about that? How are things in the land of enchantment? Carrie says, Rick, do you remember NFL Street 2 on the Xbox? I need some codes. I know you can help. Thanks in advance. You are right, Carrie, and you're welcome. I got some for you. NFL Street 2 on the Xbox. Are you ready? Because I got a few. If you want fumble mode, actually, why would you? But if you want fumble mode, put greased pig as a code. All one word, but capital G and capital P, greased pig. If you want the max catch mode, enter magnet hands as a code, capital M, capital H, all one word, magnet hands. If you want no chains, not two chains, pulled up to the scene with my ceiling missing, no chains, enter no chains, capital N, capital C, all one word, no chains. If you want no fumble mode, that sounds better. Glue hands, all one word, capital G, capital H, glue hands. And if you want, here's a couple more, unlimited turbo, put nose boost. Now this one's a little bit weird, capital N and capital B, N-O-Z boost, all one word, N-O-Z boost. And then if you want team exhibit, this is the best team in the game. Enter team exhibit as a code, but exhibit is spelled X-Z-I-B-I-T. So it's capital T, capital X, team exhibit, X-Z-I-B-I-T, and you'll have it in NFL Street 2 for the original Xbox. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on the Video Game Review.